Positive parenting lesson number 5. Here we go. Okay, Dr. Gilligan, back with you. Time for lesson 5 in positive parenting. And positive parenting lesson 5 is about how to create positive family time together without electronics. So to earn the respect and the authority to provide proper guidance to your children, you have to first establish a positive family environment. You can't just walk in and start giving out orders. You have to establish a place where there's respect, where there's connection, where there's love, and where there is a commitment to each other. This web of connection is the base for then being able to set and implement rules and values and other types of essential guidance that we need to provide to our kids. So we can create this family time together in many, many different ways, but one essential thing is to commit to regular time together without TV, without smartphones, or without any electronics. I know this is hard in today's times. It's absolutely essential that the connection that your kids have is to human beings. It's to their family, not to the TV, not to their phone. Now, you may know that both Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, the founders of Microsoft and Apple, did not allow their kids to have any iPads or smartphones. Isn't that amazing? Bill Gates, Steve Jobs did not allow their kids to have any iPads or smartphones. That's really interesting. Now, maybe they were aware that the studies on what best predicts whether a kid becomes a happy, successful adult show this. The most important variable in determining whether your kid grows up both happy and successful as an adult is whether they eat most of their meals with their family without any electronics. Amazing, huh? Let me repeat that. The most important variable in terms of whether a kid will grow up to be both happy and successful is whether they eat most of their meals with their family without electronics. In other words, human connection with their loved ones. Human connection that is reliable with their family without any electronics in between them. So this first commitment to quality family time, this is what builds the positive state that allows for rules and limits and all the other things that are really important for helping a kid become a responsible and happy and successful adult. So let's just talk a little bit about how to set those family times, how to communicate with your kids, and how to make it a central part of what you do as a family. First step is either by yourself or with your co-parent. Take some time to make a commitment to family time. It starts with the adult. Starts with emphasizing we need to create consistent time for our family to be together. And make decisions, again, either by yourself, with your co-parents, how to do that. The first obvious thing is family meals. So identify a minimum of family meals that you will have each week, hopefully every night. Okay? Where that will happen. Is it always at home? Will you go out to dinner maybe a couple of nights? What time will it happen? And really be clear that in your family, you eat your meals together. You eat dinner together as much as possible. Secondly, what other family time will you spend together? What other types of outings? Maybe you visit family members, grandparents. Maybe you go for a walk in nature. Maybe you go to a museum. But identify what else can we do as a family to spend time together. Okay? And identify in all that, what are your positive family values? Start with the grown-ups. What is your commitment to creating a family, to bringing those values through shared connections? What will be the challenges? How to meet those challenges? It starts with the grown-ups. So you decide how many meals you're going to eat together each week, the details, how many family outings you're going to make. You get clear on it, then your kids will follow. So after you get clear, set a family time for the family and announce, we really love our family so much, we really have a commitment. The most important thing in life is family connection. We are going to make sure that that happens. And we're going to do it in the following way, in terms of meals and family outings and so forth. Once you set that meeting time and you've identified what it is you're going to do in terms of the commitments, before you start any meeting, before you sit down with your kids, develop the positive parenting state. This is what we focused on in lessons 2 and 3. Before you go into any challenge, get the positive hypnosis state center with yourself, center inside, center. Then sit down with your kids and mention your general commitments and roles. We'll have these family times each week. We're going to have other times where we have shared family time. Suggest some activities. Ask your kids in age-appropriate ways for their input, not whether you're going to have these values, but what activities they would like to do. Be clear about your values, your reasons, and discuss. After you have the meeting, write up the commitments. Put them down on paper. Set dates for them. Tape them up on the wall where everybody can see. Make these activities mandatory. Have consequences for anyone missing them, including consequences for the parents. If you set a commitment for everybody, that means that it includes the parents. So what would be a reasonable consequence? This is something that we'll be exploring in the next lesson. But find out what your kids really like to do. Maybe TV privileges or computer privileges or going to some playtime with their friends. And really be clear we share this commitment as a family. There are consequences for not meeting these commitments, and then do them every week. Make your commitment to family time a primary commitment for your whole life. Enjoy them. Use the lessons from other parts of this positive parenting series to support you in being able to have these great shared connections with your whole family, with your kids. Your life, the lives of your kids, the lives of your family will be improved considerably from your commitment to do this. Okay, that's it for lesson 5 here. Bye-bye.